His metaphor for the dictators is simple. They are sick, and they threaten to infect healthy nations if their disease is not isolated. He proposes a quarantine. Inaction following the Versailles Treaty allowed infection to spread, and the healthy nations must never again allow themselves the luxury of suicidal non-involvement.
I am glad to come once again to Chicago, and especially to have the opportunity of taking part in the dedication of this important project of civic betterment. I, as the responsible executive head of the nation, have chosen this great inland city and this gala occasion to speak to you on a subject of definite national importance. The present reign of terror and international lawlessness began a few years ago. Without a declaration of war and without warning or justification of any kind, innocent peoples, innocent nations are being cruelly sacrificed to a greed for power and supremacy which is devoid of all sense of justice and humane consideration. There must be recognition of the fact that national morality is as vital as private morality. There is a solidarity, an interdependence about the modern world, both technically and morally, which makes it impossible for any nation completely to isolate itself from political and economic upheavals in the rest of the world, especially when such upheavals appear to be spreading and not declining. The overwhelming majority of all the peoples and nations of the world today want to live in peace, under law, and in accordance with moral standards that have received almost universal acceptance through the centuries, can and must find some way to make their will prevail. It seems to be unfortunately true that the epidemic of world lawlessness is spreading. And mark this well. When an epidemic of physical disease starts to spread, the community approves and joins in a quarantine of the patients in order to protect the health of the community against the spread of the disease. War is a contagion, whether it be declared or undeclared. It can engulf states and peoples remote from the original scene of hostilities. Yes, we are determined to keep out of war. Yet we cannot insure ourselves against the disastrous effects of war and the dangers of involvement. The will for peace on the part of peace-loving nations must express itself to the end that nations that may be tempted to violate their agreements and the rights of others will desist from such a cause. There must be positive endeavors to preserve peace. America hates war. America hopes for peace. Therefore, America actively engages in the search for peace.